So here we are at another green street in the city of Syracuse. And what I want to point out about this one that's slightly different is you notice the curb cuts in this bioretention basin. So water from the street flows down and can enter the garden at these points where the grade is lower, okay? So that helps capture water on Harrison Street. We also have on top of the Ahn Center a 66,000 square foot green roof. For a short period of time, it was the largest east of the Mississippi, but then we got surpassed. And
then it was the largest in the state. Now we can't even say that. But it is the largest in the county.
Yes.
Amy, so what happens when snow is plowed? You know, this is considered like the snow shelf. You know, what happens when we plow snow up onto this?
I would hope that it was designed for that. There are a couple issues. One is that, you know, anything that's going to be taking street water needs to have plants that are salt tolerant. So salt tolerant plants have been put in. The other thing with the planting media is that you ideally don't want to compress it, because when you compress the soil, you have less able to hold water. So if you have a mountain of snow on this, it's going to, the weight of it could potentially compress the soil. So that's something that I think DPW crews are going to need to learn, where you can put snow and where you can't put snow, and then also how to remediate in the spring. I mean, there's a certain amount of maintenance that goes into all these projects. You have to, one of the jobs that the Earth Corps do is they fluff the mulch, they fluff the soil, and so, I mean, that is, you know, you do a combination of prevention and remediation, and that's just, you know, with any kind of system you have, whether it's pipes or green infrastructure, you're going to have maintenance.
And we did learn here specifically, actually, you see the overflow caps that when they're clearing the sidewalk around the Ahn Center, they actually piled all the snow there, and then it created an ice formation around the cap, and then so there's no drainage. So now we've learned to come through and make sure the caps are clear so that they can get some of the extra drainage necessary.
So clearly, you know, the devil's always in the details, right? And it's a learning process for a community, because there are some general things that you can learn by reading the book, and then there are just some little things that you learn about each project, the idiosyncrasies.